After more than a decade, it's hard to be amazed by anything on the internet, but YouTube is amazing. The video sharing website gets millions of hits every month from people looking for the latest and the strangest pictures from all over the world.
It's the website that's fast becoming the world's first online video network. Launched just last year, YouTube.com now hosts a collection of over 70 million video clips, from the comedic to the connoisseur.
Lovely.
Most of the site's content is uploaded by amateur videographers. It's where a bit of talent and technology can create some of the most viewed clips on the web.
This is a Jet Setter music letter.
And while it may look as though each video has been created from the quiet confines of someone's bedroom, it's often a corporate boardroom calling the shots.
25 years ago, to catch the latest music video, you just turn on MTV. But not anymore. Now it's all about YouTube, where record companies are uploading their band's latest videos, and you just click and watch as often as you like.
The band OK Go released their second album for Capitol Records earlier this year, but it's their videos on YouTube and not radio airplay which have made them so popular with fans. And the low-budget videos, this one costing little more than the tape on which it was recorded, don't imply any affiliation with a record label, which is the idea.
The whole point is that these are supposed to be made. They're handmade in a basement or a backyard.
Barbara Lippert is an advertising critic with Adweek magazine.
And advertisers are equally adept at making it look like it was made that way. And they can get a lot of buzz virally on the net.
That buzz has worked wonders for products like Mentos.
These guys who did an experiment with Mentos and Coke got such a reaction that they're now working for Mentos.
Which has led to more involved experiments, though viewable now only on the Mentos website. But Barbara Lippert says it doesn't matter so long as it's entertaining.
People love to waste time on the internet, and if it's at all funny, they'll go there, regardless of who put it up there.
So how many people waste time on the internet? Well, according to the Nielsen Net Ratings, 19.6 million people visited YouTube in June. That's almost 300% more than in January.
That is amazing. And this video, they got a VH1 deal out of it?
That's right, the treadmill video. Absolutely unbelievable. Look at that.
That is something.
Now, my concern is that people are going to try this at their local gym.
You said gyms across the country should be on alert today.
That's right. Ambulance is waiting in the wings for that. This thing has been, in its first 2 days, it had 500,000 hits.
That's amazing. I got to tell you, this YouTube, it really is addictive. I was online last week. Now, when I tell my bosses, I was at home. And I watched this thing for about an hour. The stuff they have on there, the Mentos experiment they have, the bottle goes over the house.
It's fascinating stuff.